Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great nation where we continue to fight about, well, there'll be less fighting now with the CDC announcement about masks and the distance you need to be separated, and basically who is going to be the conference chair for the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. Over in the Middle East, they're fighting about life and death, about war and peace, about truly fundamental issues. And one of the people who has one of the best historical perspectives of anyone I know on the Middle East is Professor Alan Dershowitz. He wrote a classic book, which is still worth reading, and you can still find it. It's called The Case for Israel, and he does not pretend to be objective on this. How can you be with that kind of situation? And with the situation that we have right now, with war going on and rockets continuing to rain over the skies of Israel's all of its major cities, there's a question at hand: is how does it end? And when it ends, how do you prevent this kind of totally senseless, pathetic, awful war from erupting ever again? Professor Dershowitz, of course, longtime member of the Harvard Law faculty. His most recent book is called The Case Against the New Censorship, Protecting Free Speech from Big Tech, Progressives, and Universities. Alan, I hope you're doing well. And tell me, how does this end in this round?
Well, in 2009, I wrote a book called The Case for Moral Clarity. The cover of the book was interesting. It had a picture of an Israeli soldier standing in front of a baby carriage protecting it, and it had a picture of a Hamas terrorist standing behind the baby carriage using the baby to protect him. And in the book, The Case for Moral Clarity, I said this was going to happen over and over and over again, because every time Hamas fires rockets at Israel, Hamas wins. They don't win the military battle, but they fire the rockets. They kill Israeli civilians. They kill Israeli children. Israel retaliates, and the world attacks Israel. The UN attacks Israel. The International Criminal Court attacks Israel. The many on the Democratic side attack Israel. Ilhan Omer, Alexandria Ocasio, you know, the whole group chimes in, and it sends a message to Hamas: do it again. And so in 2009, I wrote an article in that book in which I said, if you want to guarantee that this will happen over and over and over again, just keep condemning Israel and keep praising Hamas. And that's what's going on, whether it's Peter Beinhart or five editorials in the New York Times in a row, five out of five condemning Israel, not a single one expressing support for Israel's right to defend itself. So, of course, Hamas is going to do this. Every few years, they'll figure out an excuse. They'll fire rockets. They know that their commanders will be killed. They'll be martyrs. They'll go to, you know, paradise and get their virgins. And it will continue. This is a guarantee. This will continue over and over and over again, because the international community is to blame for encouraging Hamas.
Let me share with you a tweet that was put out today by Teen Vogue. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It was our tweet of the day. They say, the history of police violence enacted on unarmed black and brown citizens by American law enforcement mirrors the history of Israel treating Palestinians as violent insurgents. What's your response?
Well, this is not the only one. There are dozens and dozens of anti-Semitic, anti-Zionist, anti-American tweets. And remember, Donald Trump would like to defend Israel in social media, but he can't because the social media has concluded that what he says is false. But they put up all this false information. They allow it to go on. And the impression, therefore, is, gee, Twitter must have concluded that this is true. Israel isn't really a state, as one of the tweets say. Another one says, I am the new Hitler. I'm going to destroy Israel and defend. That's all up on Twitter. Another one that says, Hitler killed 6 million Jews, saved a few of them, so that the world will know why he had to kill 6 million. All of that stays up on Twitter while Donald Trump comes down, and while Bobby Kennedy, arguing questionably about vaccinations, he comes down. But when this stuff stays up, it sends a message. It must be true, because if it wasn't true, they would take it down. Look, they took Donald Trump down. So they must have a way of evaluating what's true and what's false. And these tweets stay up. These false tweets stay up with the certification of Twitter that it must be true. And so you're going to see more and more of this. And the blame squarely is with Senator Sanders and AOC and Ilhan Omar and the elements of the Democratic Party that encourage Hamas to do this.
Okay, if you were advising, and take your pick, because I'm sure you would be listened to by either of them, either the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, or the President of the United States, Joe Biden. If you were advising either of them on what to do to bring this bloodshed and destruction, just such a waste of human life and pain and human enterprise in building these buildings in the first place, if you were to advise either of those world leaders about how to bring this to a conclusion, what would you say? What would you say to Bibi?
Well, I would say to Bibi, you have to get absolutely tough. You have to make sure that every time Hamas does this, it suffers very, very considerable losses. I like the fact that they killed two commanders. They ought to target every single commander, every single commander's home, every single commander's office. And as soon as this happens, they ought to send bombs in. I hope they don't have to send in ground troops, because that will result in a significant number of Israeli casualties. I hope they can do it largely from the air, but they should continue to pummel Hamas. They should create a situation where the people of Gaza say to their leaders, stop this. You've got to stop this. You know what happens is the leaders go underground. They hide behind the civilians. The civilians bear the brunt of it. The other thing Israel can do now is can cut off all electricity, can cut off all sea access, and can act as if they're at war. At war, that's what you do. Then they should go to the United Nations. It won't work. But they should get the Security Council to try to condemn Hamas for committing war crimes. Then they should go to the International Criminal Court and say, wait a minute, you're looking into Israel, but the war crimes, the double war crimes, are when you fire rockets from behind your own civilians at the civilians in Israel. That's a double war crime. And what the United States should do is immediately send a message to Iran that we will not get back to the deal as long as you're encouraging Hamas. And, of course, Iran is behind this. This is Iran's attempt to retaliate for what Israel did to its nuclear facilities. And it should also cut off aid to the Palestinians, aid that Trump cut off, but that Biden has restored. It should say that to the extent that the Palestinian Authority is now behind this, they can't receive American aid. But instead, the New York Times today has, yesterday and today, three op-eds, one by Peter Meinhardt saying there should be no Israel anymore. That's the end of Israel. There shouldn't be any Israel. There should be a right of return to 14 million Palestinians. Let there be a Palestinian state. And if Jews want to live there, fine, they can live there as a minority. Then you get Christoph saying American taxpayers shouldn't be paying for Israel's aggression. Then you get two or three other op-eds. And this, it means that Hamas wins. And when Hamas wins, they're going to do it over and over and over again. So it's a guarantee of continuing warfare.
When Hamas wins, America loses, humanity loses. But in terms of winning with clarity, Alan Dershowitz. Check out the information about his new book, The Case Against the New Censorship. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As I mentioned earlier, was up sharply today, not gaining back all of the ground it lost yesterday or the day before, but maybe close to a third of it. And that's good, because we've had disastrous days with the stock market. because of the problems with the economy, particularly the inflation that is going on. CNN actually reported on rising prices, sort of waking up and smelling the coffee. Listen.
So if you've been to the supermarket recently, you know it's costing more to buy just the basic items to feed your family. Food prices are rising in a lot of parts of the country. A New York grocery chain reporting spikes in prices of meat and chicken and produce and seafood. In April, consumer prices rose at a rate not seen since 2008. That's according to the Consumer Price Index report released today.
As you mentioned, just about every American consumer product is up right now in price, including food specifically produce. Here at Morton Williams in New York City, they're seeing a lot of price increases, including lettuce. Boxes of lettuce they used to buy for about $20 a box, now they're buying for about $30 a box. Also, filet mignon, they were buying for $11 a pound, now they're buying for $17 a pound. Also, strawberries, they're buying for $5 to $6 a basket right here, and this is about double what it was last year. And each of these prices are getting passed down to the consumer.
Okay, the fact is, it is a very, very real problem, and it's become a problem for some of those mayoral candidates in New York. And I do this right now just as a lesson on how incredibly out of touch, I mean, unbelievably out of touch, a lot of these privileged New York liberals are, particularly the progressives, so-called, who were running for mayor. And they did something, the New York Times, that I think is pretty clever. In addition to all the terrible op-eds that they ran, and I agree with Alan Dershowitz about, particularly Peter Beinart's op-ed, which in which he suggested that the whole world should take on the designation of the creation of the State of Israel that the Palestinians have been using. They call the creation of the State of Israel in May of 1948 the actual recognition of the State of Israel. The real state had been created 100 years before that. But the they call it the Nakba, or the disaster. In any event, this is a disaster. The New York Times editorial board asked mayoral candidates to guess at the median home price in Brooklyn. And basically, it's kind of a basic thing. Brooklyn has more residents than any other part of New York City, any other borough in New York City. It is the most populous borough. And so what's the median home price? That means that half of all homes in the borough are more than $900,000. The median home price right now, yep, it's $900,000. And some of those homes are not big. They're not spacious. It's very expensive. So listen to this. Sean Donovan, who was a former education secretary for Bill Clinton, who's running for mayor, one of the leading candidates, he guessed that the median home price in Brooklyn was $100,000. Can you imagine? How out of touch is he? Eric Adams, former police captain, who's one of the leading candidates for mayor, he guessed it was $550,000. Now, he's the Brooklyn borough president right now. He didn't know. There's only one candidate for mayor who actually got it on the nose, who knew when they asked him. And he's kind of a brainiac at Andrew Yang. They said, what's the median home price in Brooklyn? $900,000. He said it. But not everybody is quite as clever as Andrew Yang, and that's why it's time for a Michael Medved public service announcement.
Now, it's time for a Michael Medved public service announcement.
Okay, the headline says, do not fill plastic bags with gasoline. U.S. agency tweets safety reminders amid the gas shortage. A U.S. government agency took to Twitter amid the gas shortage on the East Coast to issue safety reminders focused on appropriate containers for gas, starting by saying, plastic bags are not acceptable. Were you thinking of going out and getting gas in plastic bags and then bringing it home with you? Maybe putting it in the garage or, I don't know, in the fireplace? I don't know where you'd put the plastic bags with gas. They tweeted, do not fill plastic bags with gasoline. Use only containers approved for fuel. This is from the United States Commission for Product Safety. Really? Yes. And it's a government agency in charge of informing the public of risks of injury or death associated with the use of thousands of types of consumer products. When using a gas canister, never pour gasoline over or near an open flame. The agency goes on to tweet. Never pour flammable liquids from a container over an open flame. Hundreds of gas stations across the country, including some in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, are out of fuel days after a cyber attack that shut down the country's largest fuel pipeline over the weekend. The United States Consumer Product Safety Commission says it understands that reminders may be obvious, but they can't hoit. We know this sounds simple. No, it sounds profoundly stupid, actually. But when people get desperate, they stop thinking clearly. They take risks that can have deadly consequences. If you know someone who's thinking about bringing a container not meant for fuel and then pouring the gas over an open flame, please let them know it's dangerous. Okay, and what they didn't send out a warning not to smoke while you're filling your plastic bags with gasoline. But we'll add that ourselves as a public service for confused Americans.
Stay tuned for more Michael Medved public service announcements.
Okay, here's another public service announcement. And it's an announcement about what happens when you remove policemen from the streets, from police stations. It's so obvious that even some of the most liberal leaders in the country are recognizing, if your name isn't Colin Kaepernick, that, that you know what? Cutting back on police funding, cutting back on police presence, that's dangerous. That is the public policy equivalent of smoking a cigarette, carrying your gasoline in a paper bag, and then pouring it over an open flame. It doesn't work. Where are they finding out that it doesn't work? One of the most politically correct cities in the country. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC announced on Thursday that fully vaccinated people can forego masks outdoors and indoors in most cases. The agency is still recommending people wear masks in crowded indoor areas such as planes, buses, and hospitals. Reacting to that news, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
It's about time that we should be following the science and not playing politics. And from the beginning of COVID, there's been far too much politics connected to it. Look, when it comes to masks, I've never understood the extreme on either side. I've never been one of those people who said, never wear a mask. I would wear a mask on an airplane when I went to a grocery store, particularly when the pandemic was raging. But
President Biden says he does not think the Russian government was involved in the Colonial Pipeline hack. This comes as the pipeline is back up and running after being shut down due to a cyber attack. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Speaking of crime problems around the world, there is a an abusive decision to arrest an individual for making some phony calls for emergency services. This is in Spain, where a 49-year-old man was arrested for making a few insulting calls to Spanish emergency services operators. And he's going to be standing trial. He was just released on bail. You know how many calls he made? Think 10? No, go big. Go bigger. 8,000 insulting calls.
Please hang up and try your call again.
Please don't try your call again. Not only was the man repeatedly wasting the time of emergency services operators, he also only made the phone calls in order to insult them. And again, it's not just America with a problem with mentally ill individuals. And speaking of mentally ill individuals, somebody who is not at all mentally ill, is actually often speaks common sense, is Senator John Kennedy. He's the Republican of Louisiana, always folksy, loves to dispense his wisdom on Fox News. And he pointed this out about the gas shortage that is causing all the havoc and the unrest and the worries about people putting gasoline into paper bags and smoking cigarettes at the same time without wearing a face mask. In any event, this is Senator Kennedy today on Fox News about what the current situation shows about fossil fuels. Listen.
We could stop demonizing fossil fuels and understand that we cannot run the greatest economy in all of human history by putting fairy dust and unicorn urine in our cars.
I love that. Can you see the pumps that would say this fuel contains 10% fairy dust and unicorn urine? Maybe that's a thing. He went on and said this about the attempts to get together Republicans and Democrats. The president met with the big four of Congress together with Vice President Kamala Harris to try to get together on infrastructure. Senator Kennedy says don't count on some kind of grand bargain. Here he is.
And no disrespect to our leadership. I love Senator McConnell, but he's not going to solve it with just calling the management over there. Looks, you know, how can I put this? Senators are like cats. They do what they want.
And, cats are not always possible to unify. And speaking of unifying, there is one proposition which should have unified everyone in the country except for Colin Kaepernick in opposition. The idea that somehow it's going to make people safer. Somehow it's going to make black people safer to get rid of the police, to abolish the police. Does anybody believe that? I mean, anybody really believe that? Well, the mayor of Minneapolis used to. His name is Jacob Fry. And I read to you yesterday one of the statements he had made in an interview. There's a report now by the CBS affiliate in Minneapolis about the surge of violent crime in the city since they've cut back on policing. This is CBS News. Listen, got clip
seven
four.
People were shot in just 12 hours across Minneapolis, and one shooting turned deadly. Most of the gunfire happened in North Minneapolis. Mayor Jacob Fry met with concerned business owners, nonprofit directors, and boots-on-the-ground organizations.
Enough is really enough.
It has become too common of an occurrence across the city, especially in North Minneapolis. Shootings, some fatal, all playing out in and around where people live and work.
The violence needs to stop. It's unacceptable. People deserve to feel safe in their neighborhood. They deserve to be able to send their kids out to the sidewalk to play and to recreate without bullets flying by. That's unacceptable. We should be holding those perpetrators accountable.
Fry says the city does not have enough officers to respond to crime when needed. This crowd believes calls for defunding the police has played a role in the spike in crime. The mayor agrees.
It's going to take a very comprehensive effort. Yes, it includes safety beyond policing, and it includes police. And, you know, I'm one that has been working lockstep with our chief, Arredondo, and I'm calling on the council members to try to work with them as well. It's just the reality of the situation. You know, when you make big overarching statements that we're going to defund or abolish and dismantle the police department and get rid of all the officers, there's an impact to that. There's an impact. Do we need massive change? Yes, we do. We need accountability and culture shift within our department, and we need police.
We can't ignore the issue of the violence that is in our own community. I know it's rough out there, brothers, but you got to find another way.
To people who think that the easy solution to this is defund the police, when you live here and something like this happens, you can obviously see that is not the solution.
No, it is not the solution. And it's about time that everybody affirmed that. Rising crime rates. Again, people are going to take a look at what is going on with that issue, because just like the price of gasoline or the inflation, this impacts everybody. And when people go to the polls in November of 2022, I don't think they're going to be thinking much about the nasty stuff that was done regarding Liz Cheney or President Trump's fairly aggressive statement that he released regarding Liz Cheney. That's not going to be the issue. And the issue is not going to be President Trump. The issue is going to be President Biden, because he's been president for 4 months now, which is why it's so nutty to blame President Trump for schools not opening. This is the president of the American Federation of Teachers, who blames the Trump administration for closed schools. This is clip six.
Critics have scapegoated teachers and vilified their unions because of the school closures during the pandemic, ignoring the extreme disparities among schools and blaming teachers for problems outside their control. Creating safe conditions in schools during a public health crisis is not an obstacle to reopening classrooms. It's the pathway to going back, staying back, and creating trust through the school community. Donald Trump tweeted at schools to reopen, but did nothing to help them do so safely. The Trump administration politicized safety and undermined science. And as a result, from last April 2020 right up to January 19th, 2021, we were working to reopen schools in a climate of chaos, fear, and misinformation as the pandemic surged in wave after wave. Thankfully, the Biden administration changed course.
Okay. That was Randy Weingarten, who is the president of the American Federation of Teachers. It's extraordinary. Trump has been gone from the White House for four full months. He was, it's almost exactly 4 months. And he was basically checked out of the White House, I mean, after he lost those elections in Georgia. And maybe even before that. Look, you can blame him for a lot, but trying to blame Donald Trump, this is why they're holding on to him so desperately. This is why they want, every time the president belches, they want to give coverage to it. And yes, there is some controversy about the way he responded to the vote to remove Liz Cheney yesterday. Of course there would be. But we'll get to that and to much more coming up on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show. I haven't spent much time talking about the big news of yesterday. And believe it or not, it was just yesterday when the Republicans in the House of Representatives, with an overwhelming voice vote, they didn't even count who was voting which way, but overwhelmingly the Republicans in the House voted to remove Representative Liz Cheney, who, by the way, I think is a smart and dedicated public servant, but to remove her from her position in House leadership. The overreaction on all sides to this decision to remove her from a position, does anybody really know what the conference chair does for the House Republican Conference, the number three person in the House? Can anybody think of anybody else who was conference chair? Who's the Democratic conference chair for this all-important position? The overreaction, it seems to me, is exemplified by Tom Friedman, double Pulitzer Prize winner, writing in the New York Times. And the headline that he uses is, "The GOP Plot Against Cheney and Democracy." And he writes, "I didn't want to write again about the House of Representatives ousting Liz Cheney from their leadership for calling out Donald Trump's big lie. I was going to make this my week for happy news. But to write about anything else on the verge of Trump's GOP moving to formally freeze out Cheney would be like writing a column about the weather the day after Watergate exploded, or about Ford Theater's architecture when Lincoln was shot. This is a big moment in American history." Are you kidding me? I resist that. This is crying wolf. Is it a big moment in American history? Now that it's happened, does it really feel like that? He writes, "One of America's two major parties is about to make embracing a huge lie about the intensity of our elections, integrity of our elections, pardon me, the core engine of our democracy, a litmus test for leadership in that party, if not future candidacy at the local, state, and national levels." I don't think that's true. As I've said, and by the way, as Kevin McCarthy has said, they were not requiring Liz Cheney to share the opinion of other members of the Republican caucus. But it required at least, according to their argument, by the way, do I think it was a mistake for them to remove Cheney? I think this whole thing has played out. I think it's a disaster for Republicans. I think it's a disaster for the country. But the idea that she's being punished simply because she dissented from one policy, she found a compulsion to talk about it again and again and again, when I do believe that most members of the Republican conference just wanted to move on. They didn't want to have any more debates about Donald Trump and the stolen election and the rigged election, all of those other claims. And Tom Friedman says, hard to accept that this is happening in today's America, but it is. He compares it to the assassination of Lincoln. I mean, really? He compares it to Watergate? On May 12, 2021, as the beginning of the end, unless enough principled Republicans can be persuaded to engineer an immediate radical course correction for their party. And he goes on to talk about the loss of our liberty being associated with this. Why? How? It's not fair. Now, did Trump respond well to it? As soon as Cheney was voted out, you know, this is the statement that he sent out. He sends out emails now. Of course, he's been banned from Twitter and other. Here's the former president of the United States. He said, Liz Cheney is a bitter, horrible human being. Is it helpful at this point to say that? She just lost her post in leadership. President Trump says, I watched her yesterday and realized how bad she is for the Republican Party. She has no personality or anything good having to do with politics or our country. She is a talking point for Democrats, whether that means the border, the gas lines, inflation, or destroying our economy. She is a warmonger whose family stupidly pushed us into the never-ending Middle East disaster, draining our wealth and depleting our great military. The worst decision in our country's history. I look forward to soon watching her as a paid contributor for CNN or MSDNC. Now, if you agree for a moment, and I hope everybody out there agrees, that it is important actually to bring the Republican Party together a little bit to win the congressional elections in 2022, it doesn't help to replay this. It doesn't help to say that Liz Cheney is a horrible person. It helps to say something like, well, Liz Cheney made a big contribution in her leadership position, and I appreciated her support. She voted with the Trump administration 80% of the time, and I'm sure she'll go on to make other contributions to the country. Just something gracious like that. It's cheap. It's easy. But the fraternal warfare doesn't make any sense. I'll tell you something else that doesn't make a lot of sense. There are a lot of well-known stars who show up in a movie that Billy Crystal co-wrote, directed, and stars in. And yes, he's a lovable guy, and there are aspects of the film that are lovable, but it's unfortunately about a comedian who's not so much losing his sense of humor as losing his basic mental function due to dementia. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Billy Crystal is co-writer, director, and star of a new sentimental melodrama about a famous comedy writer who's suffering from the early stages of steadily advancing dementia. It's called Here Today, now playing in select theaters.
I'm writing something, and I have to finish before my words run out.
I'll take care of him. May I ask what your relationship is?
That relationship with Tiffany Haddish as an aspiring singer who volunteers to take care of him is at the center of the film, together with vivid flashbacks of pain painful and joyous highlights of his past life. I found myself trying to like this movie more than it really deserves because of its obvious good intentions and a prevailing sweetness that surrounds Billy Crystal's persona on and off screen. But Here Today is ultimately a clunky, manipulative disease movie with few surprises and limited satisfactions. Only 2 stars for Here Today, which will almost surely be gone tomorrow. And on the Michael Medved show, speaking of tomorrow, there are a bunch of big movies. One of them is an attempt to reboot a series of films that have been wildly successful. There have been 8 prior Saw movies. This one is it's called Spiral, from the book of Saw. And it's partially written. He worked on the script. He did. It's Chris Rock. And he stars in it as a brash police detective. And Samuel L. Jackson plays his father. So how bad can it be? Well, the Saw movies are all about serial killer who tortures both psychologically and physically his victims horribly before they die. We'll review Spiral tomorrow, and we'll also review a big new psychological thriller about a psychologist who is stricken by agoraphobia. That means she's afraid to leave her house. That's played by Amy Adams. It's a film that also includes Julianne Moore, and it also includes Gary Oldman and Tracy Letts and Anthony Mackie and all kinds of other worthy people. It's directed by Joe Wright, who did the Atonement movie, which got a great deal of Oscar attention, and is a very well-known, respected British director. So how'd it turn out? It's inspired by Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window. And that one, too, we are going to consider. We're also going to be interviewing one of the authors of a big, thick new book that gives an almost day-by-day account of the election in 2020. What really determined the outcome? Was it somebody's political folly or somebody's political brilliance? No, not so much. At least that's what the authors argue. They argue the election was based and swayed by pure, dumb luck. And they write about Biden, after all the mishaps in his life, as being one of the luckier people in recent American politics. Are they right? Well, we'll discuss it and debate it next time in This Greatest Nation.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.